I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, hello, welcome to the Can We Help You podcast, your self-help non-professional advice show. I am Sasha.
I'm Jax.
I'm Franco.
And the three of us get together every few days and we answer your questions. I know, I don't know why I said answer. Answer. And you send them to us, listeners. All our content is based on your fabulous lives, your ups and your downs, your trials and tribulations. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for sending us your questions. A reminder, it is the new year. It's 2024. Listener tax is due. Please send through your questions, Master Debater topics, your rapid fires, anything through to canwehelpyoupodcast.com or canwehelpyoupodcast@gmail.com. Finn.
Wow, lovely.
Well done.
Yeah. Well done.
I got all that out. Yeah.
You've done well, given that it's our second show back for the year.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, no, we've hit it, mate. We're back.
Hit our stride. We're back.
Almost like you've been writing scripts or something.
Yep, maybe.
Maybe.
I wanted to kick off this episode by doing something a bit strange.
Okay.
I wanted to shout out another podcast.
Oh, God.
There is a podcast that I've been listening to since probably like mid-pandemic or like just after the start of the pandemic, and I've listened to it every single day. And they have kind of like had different hosts over the time, and you get to know all of these different hosts. And recently, on all of my morning walks, I'm accompanied by our very own Sasha Barber on the Briefing podcast.
Sasha Barber Gatt. Thank you.
Sasha Barber Gatt.
Yes, BG.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks, Franco. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, shout out The Briefing. Go and listen to The Briefing if you're in Australia and if you need news. And and Sasha, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Mm.
Given that obviously I've shouted out your much, much bigger podcast and like the big kind of, you know, it's your job and it's, it gets a lot of listens and that kind of thing. I was wondering if you might return the favor and see if you can mention Can We Help You on The Briefing.
I think that's only fair.
Now I know that you've got, you know, bosses and people who would have a problem with these kinds of things.
I don't think anyone's going to have a problem with that.
I'm okay if it's subtle. I just wondered if maybe at some point over the next week you might be able to say the words, can we help you, in that order at some point in some of the reports that you do.
So for anyone who doesn't know about this podcast, Franco, thank you for shouting it out because we are always trying to grow in the podcast world. No number is ever big enough. So if you'd like to give us a listen, you're from Australia. It's just called The Briefing and I host it every morning with a rotating roster of other hosts.
A rotating roster? That's fun.
So yeah, on Mondays and Tuesdays, we have a guy called Bension Siebert. On Wednesdays, it's Antoinette Latouf, who is in the news herself at the moment. I don't know if you're up to date with that, but yes, that's all very interesting. And then on Thursday, Friday, we have Katrina Blowers, who's an incredible journalist from Brisbane. But I'm the constant. That's my new job this year. That's what I started.
We've got Sasha Barbagat all year round.
What I wanted to explain with Franco's request to say, can we help you, which probably isn't too difficult to do, but what we do is we write headlines in the morning and then we read them and then we talk about them. And then it's a deep dive interview on all sorts of different things. So today was about like the Red Sea and the Houthis and all of that crazy stuff going on in the Middle East. So it's not impossible for me to sneak it in, but it won't be easy. But I will accept the challenge.
Challenge accepted.
And try my best.
Because I'll be listening. I mean, it's part of my daily routine. So if I hear the words, can we help you?
I thought you were more of a background listener. Like you had it on in the background. You weren't like actively listening to it. You were sometimes.
In all honesty, I listen quite actively every morning because I put in my AirPods and I take the dog for a walk and I listen to the briefing.
Okay.
My listening habits is I listen to all of the daily headlines, and most of the time I'll skip over the deep dive unless I'm super interested in it.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll try and put it in the headlines then. That's where I have a bit more freedom, I reckon.
Nice. Okay. Love it. All right. I'm excited to hear that.
I'll probably forget, but I'll try and remember. I'll do my very best.
I've got an idea. Given that it's a rotating roster of hosts, should we do an episode?
It doesn't work like that. You have to be a journalist. You have to know what you're talking about.
Oh, we know what we're talking about. News.
Okay. Let's use one of today's, for example.
Yep.
I'm going to read a portion of something that was a headline that we used.
Okay.
And what we do is after the headline, we talk about it, and it's supposed to be unscripted, free-flowing. So bear with me. Let's get something from today, which was, okay.
We could at least do promo swaps, surely.
All right. Meantime, Houthi rebels have again targeted a ship in the Red Sea, this time striking a Greek vessel flying the Maltese flag. The US has hit more targets in Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen, including 4 anti-ship missiles. And you can catch more on the Houthi rebels in today's briefing later in the episode. Jax?
You know, it's interesting what's going on there, especially as someone who lives in America. And it's interesting that the US is kind of getting back into war in the Middle East, you know, strikes in the Middle East. You have to wonder whether it's the right thing to do or not, you know? And who has the answer to that? I can't tell you.
You never want to say you don't know or you can't.
But why not?
You never say that as when you're riffing,
to come
doing
across
journo
as
stuff.
As a point of authority. Like you're telling me the news. You can't say that you don't know the news.
Yeah. Oh, right. I see. I'm not very good at being like a Tucker Carlson or something like that.
You did a hell of a lot better than I would.
You didn't do badly. You were okay. Sure, I can pitch it to my boss. However,
I think you should.
I highly doubt that we will get the green light for that one.
If you want, we can all jump on like a Zoom and we can live pitch. What about that?
I'm staying clear out of this because I know that you wake up very early for that job. So I'm fine sleeping in.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely fine doing that.
Anyway, we have quite a bulky topic that we're going to get to today. So I think we should crack in. Thanks for the shout out, Franco. And keep listening and we'll see if I get Can We Help You in the news this week. So this is kind of a two-parter. Ronnie's written in with a question about this topic and then wants us to discuss it, but then wants us to master debate it.
Okay.
I'm not sure if we will kind of – this is my only thing, live brainstorm here. I don't know if we'll end up just naturally master debating it as we go.
I think that the way that our master debating usually works is it's best if we start with that without having too much time to kind of think on it, and we'll come out and we'll see who the best arguer is, and then we can chat about it maybe after that.
Okay. All right. Let's do it that way. So in that case...
So you're suggesting we do a...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Master Debater.
Yes.
Yep.
Let's master debate.
So, in that case, there's a bulky section of this and then there's a short section of this.
Yeah.
So we're going to discuss the short, we're going to master debate the short section, and then I'm going to read out the following bit once we've master debated. So the topic is, I want to live forever. So basically the idea is arguing whether you want to live forever or not. Do you want to get old and die, or do you want eternal life on earth?
Right, not with Jesus Christ
or anyone else that you
Jesus Christ.
Eternal life on earth. So I know where Jax sits on this, and I kind of just want to hear him talk about it. So I think Jax should take the affirmative of I want to live forever. Franco, you're adjudicating?
Oh, sure, yeah. And then Sash will argue for why we should die.
Why we should die.
Die.
Okay, who's up first?
I'll go first.
Okay. All right, Sasha, you're up first. You have the topic of why we should die. Ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts.
Life is such a precious gift, and we should always treasure that and make the most of every moment. Dying is unfortunately a very natural part of being alive. We're all going to do it. There's no way you can game the system until we're robots in, 7,000 years in the future. We have to appreciate what nature has created, and that is life and death. It's the circle of life, and we may come back as something else. We may go to heaven. Who knows what happens? But life is to be lived while we're here. We have an expiry date. Let's not fuck with nature. Finn.
Oh, boom.
Yeah, wow. I didn't need to say more.
Calling it early. The whole 40 seconds. Okay. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. No worries.
Okay.
All right.
My Jack, turn.
Why should we never die?
Why should we never die? All right, ready?
I want
and
to live
the time
forever.
Starts. Well, here's the thing. You said life is a gift. You're right. Why would you throw that gift away when you don't have to live forever? Well, you know what? You don't have to live forever, but imagine being able to pick the time. You could live for 100, 150 years. There was a time when we only lived to 25, 30 years old. That would mean I'd be croaking in the next couple of years. We don't want that. Imagine in a few hundred years' time, we'd look back and go, can you believe people used to die at 100 or less? My God, how barbaric, how insane that is. Why wouldn't you want to live forever? Just to have a chance to see what happens to the world, how we build life and what happens in the future. Why not live forever? I mean...
Damn it, I just thought of an argument against it as well, but it's too late. The time is dimmed. I can't add anything to my argument. But I will just say...
You should have taken that extra time.
I will just say quickly, think of the pressure on the world, on our globe. If we're all kicking around, how many billions of us will there be?
I'm just going to say right now that the pressure on the globe is such a valid point, and
I know.
Wish I could count it, but I can't count it. I can't count it.
I know.
It was out of the time. So, Sash, good arguing. But I'm not going to say good argument because you pretty much had one point, which is it's natural to die and we should do what's natural. Jax brought up quite a few different little avenues that we could go down. Imagine what it would be like in the future. You were all over the place, but you did have at least three or four different arguments.
Was it three or four? Was it really three or four?
The adjudicator is adjudicated and the winner of the Master Debater.
I was more convinced.
Yep, fair. It wasn't my best.
The winner of the...
I don't think... environment aspect is obvious and it was a missed opportunity for me. But, I just feel like it's obvious why we shouldn't live forever. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're not meant to. That's not what's meant to happen.
But according to who?
According to the rules of the universe.
Yeah, but don't forget, there was a time when we lived to 30.
That's different. So, we're talking about medical advancements. We're not talking about like bioengineering people. But freezing their brains.
That's a medical advancement, is it not?
It's not medical though. It's not a treatment for cancer where it's like getting cancer isn't a death sentence. Like that is medical advancement that would see us live longer.
We could find a medical advancement that treat. There is a company right now that reckons they can add 10 years to your life, de-age you 10 years.
Okay. Well, here's Ronnie's bigger point that they wrote about.
Yes.
Ronnie wrote, "Hi Jack, Sash and Franco, time to pay the taxes." Correct. And he said, "I'm sure you've heard of Brian Johnson, who I have not heard of."
No.
He said, and look, I don't know if any of this is real, but Ronnie's written it like it is. Johnson is 46 and is a centimillionaire tech entrepreneur. What the fuck is a centimillionaire?
Is that somebody who wants to be a billionaire but like wants to sound better?
C-E-N-T-I, like century. So maybe
hundreds of millions.
Of millions. But they're like, oh, I'm not a billionaire, but I'm better than a millionaire. I'm a centimillionaire.
Yeah, whatever.
Sounds like a wanker.
And he's a tech entrepreneur who has spent most of the last 3 years in pursuit of a singular goal. Don't die. During that time, he spent more than $4 million developing a life extension system called Blueprint, in which he outsources every decision involving his body to a team of doctors who use data to develop a strict health regimen to reduce what Johnson calls his, quote, biological age. That system includes downing 111 pills every day, wearing a baseball cap that shoots red light into his scalp, collecting his own stool samples, and sleeping sleeping with a tiny jetpack attached to his penis to monitor his nighttime erections.
Oh, my God. There's actually one small jetpack.
Johnson thinks of any act that accelerates aging, like eating a cookie or getting less than 8 hours sleep, is a, quote, act of violence. My question is, do you think any of this is valid and worth following to remain youthful and live longer? And then he said, also, could you please master debate? I want to live forever. So, Brian Johnson,
Afford a penis jetpack just to begin with? What everyday person can afford? What does the penis jetpack do?
It monitors his nighttime erections.
Measures his arousals.
Surely it doesn't need to be a jetpack.
Well, Ronnie was being facetious, but like it's some sort of monitor on his peen that measures that shit.
What does that have to do with anything?
It every health decision that he's trying to live forever. So they are monitoring every possible health thing to do with his body and giving him advice based on that and the data they collect. And this, Jax, is what living forever would be.
See, here's the thing.
No cookies, only 8 hours sleep. Fuck that. You'd have to exercise all the time. You'd only be able to eat vegetables and like lean meats and fucking
I want living forever. If living forever is like, you know, Futurama, where you can just like get sucked into a little thing and then you come back 1,000 years later, or like science discovers the cure for aging. You just get like a little injection and it's like, boom, you can live for as long as you want now.
Mm.
I don't want to live forever if it comes at the expense of your current life. Like, Matt, what a pain in the ass. I know he's a centimillionaire. What a pain in the ass having all that shit around you all the time, having to like put every single decision that you ever make through this like convoluted bullshit of like web of, oh, is this going to ruin my body? Also, the guy's 46. It's not like he's like super old. Like,
yeah, but that's the point. You got to do it now. You can't wait.
Well, it's like preventative Botox, you know, you got to do it now so that you don't get too wrinkly.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Ronnie, to answer your question, no, I don't see any benefit to any of that. What Jack said, if there was an injection you could get and I would be like, you choose your age, right? Yeah. You go, I want to be 30 forever.
Yeah.
And you choose your age and then you book into the doctor and you go in, they give you this shot and it preserves you like a pickle.
Yeah.
And you just keep living at 30. And then you could decide, oh, okay, I'm ready to age out. Like, I want to be 40. I'm just going to age to 40 now gracefully. Yeah.
Or like a little salon that you go into and you come out like 40 minutes later and you're like, oh, I'm literally 10 years younger now. I reckon that would be great.
I think that, well, obviously, you know, we'll get to that one day. We'll get to that point.
thousands of years away.
Yeah, it might take a few years, and thousands. Who knows if humanity will exist
still
by then.
Still exist, but, you know. Exactly. We could be gone by then.
But we do need crazy people like Brian Johnson to lead the way. Like, I'm glad that he's doing it. I would not do it, but I'm glad that he's doing it.
Yeah.
If you were born 2,000 years in the future, they would talk about Brian Johnson as, like, the messiah of anti-aging.
You know this guy
is the reason.
You say that, but then think about, like, even 10 years ago and all the people, like, all the, like, futuristic sci-fi stuff that came out, like, 10 years ago, and they were like, you know, it's, like, set 2,000 years in the future, and they're like, yes, if it wasn't for Elon Musk, we wouldn't be able to do this. And then, like, 10 years later, we're like, well, I mean, that's aged very poorly. So I don't know that Brian Johnson's going to be the guy.
But it's people like Franco said, it's people like this who are starting the process of us figuring out how to not age.
It's not just him. It's the whole industry of cryonics or cryogenics, whatever it is, where you freeze people just after they die to
bring them
back. But like, it's not going to work yet. We don't know how to do that.
Yeah, but it might
one
day.
Can I use an example? I last night made gyros for dinner. And it's been a long, long time since I made gyros. And what I do is if I get like wrap bread, and I use proper pita bread for this, I just pop what we didn't use in the freezer so I can use it for a future date. However, they'd probably been in there, I want to say, for a good 3 months at least.
Yeah.
And they were not good. They weren't good anymore. They were like, they were hard. They had the freezer burn. And I'd wrap them properly and everything. Yeah, but not good. Not worth it. I'll never do that again.
If I'm getting frozen, I don't want, like, in 1,000 years, I don't want them to pull my brain out and be like, oh, shit, there's freezer burn. Just scrape it off the freezer burn with a knife. Yeah,
put it in a microwave for a bit and try and melt it away. Seriously, there's a lot of pitfalls with cryogenics.
I do think, like, you know, we've come away in cryogenics, right? We've come away. Well, obviously, we're at the part where we've figured out you could freeze someone's brain, but we're not at the part where we've figured out how to, like, put that brain back into a person.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. The thing that concerns me, like, cryogenics has been around for a while, and I feel like at this point in time, you might be kind of safe, like, if they figure it out in 100, 200, 300 years, whatever, they might be able to bring you back. If you got this done 50 years ago, there is no, like, you're going to be in 400 years, you're going to be like, well, we figured it out, but, oh, shit, we really fucked up those first people. So too bad for them.
Yeah, those ones are fucked. Yeah, can't bring those ones back. Yeah. I think that our planet is obviously not equipped to deal with people living forever right now. We're barely equipped for the aging population that we do have.
We'll figure it out, though. It's just another challenge to figure out.
I still believe in the life cycle. We're born, we live, we die. I don't want to die particularly, but, like, also it's what's meant to happen and everyone has to do it. I don't know. It just seems super unnatural.
I agree with you, but I can also kind of see, and this conversation about, like, the future and everything like that kind of makes me uncomfortable every time I say it, but, like, I know that there will be a future where AI, for example, will be able to replicate someone who's died.
Yeah.
So if someone dies and you don't want them to have died, then you can kind of just probably chuck their brain into an AI machine and you can still chat to them or whatever.
That's not right. It sucks,
but I think that either way,
it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So the meaning of, like, death and, like, the finite end of someone's life is kind of going to go away anyway.
Yeah.
So if you can live forever, you might as well.
I don't want that.
But it's going to happen.
Do we want ChatGPT? No one ever went, you know what, I'd love a ChatGPT, but it happened and now we have it. So it's one of those things that's going to happen.
ChatGPT is useful. What Franco is talking about is pure selfishness on the behalf of the loved ones.
There'd be usefulness.
Say, I don't want them to die.
It has already happened in some circumstances. You know, people have made AI models of their friends who have died. And it's in its infancy.
It's the holograms.
It's going to happen.
Tupac holograms.
Yes.
They're not dead, but they'll live on.
Tupac didn't want necessarily to perform at Coachella, but he did.
But he did. You know, I saw not all that long ago, there was a guy who got, like, transplanted his brain into a new body.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wait,
imagine he could just.
I would assume that he copied his brain into a new body.
No,
he
transplanted. Didn't. I'm telling you.
I think that would have been something I've heard of.
Ditto. I think you're making things
first
up.
First human head transplantation.
Onto another human body, not onto a robot or something.
Not yet.
He never said robot. I knew he meant head, human
okay,
head.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of the head transplant thing. It's crazy.
What? But
yeah,
was
that's
he
a thing.
Still him? So he just had a different. So they
that's
cut
the question,
his head
it?
Off. Well, how do we not know? I want to know.
What do you mean? He was still, I mean, his brain is just in a new body.
Oh, that's weird.
I think that it's, we're going to have to come to this, I mean, not to get too cerebral, this isn't what the podcast is normally about, but we're going to have to get to a point where we kind of separate the idea of a person from their physical body, which is going to be super weird.
Well, it's like Get Out.
I agree.
You know, like the movie Get Out?
I've seen, great movie, don't remember that part of it.
That was the whole premise, was that they were taking young,
brains.
Healthy athletes.
Or
the
new movie Poor Things, different brain in someone's body.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, you made us get all philosophical and weird. Thank you. Good question. Good master debater. Thank you for paying your taxes. They will be due again in 6 months, so don't forget.
Don't forget.
I will just say as well, the whole time we've been talking about this, I've been looking at photos of Brian Johnson, and it's just, it's really funny to look at an obvious 45-year-old who thinks he's 18. it's
all right,
just
everyone,
funny to me.
Go Google if you are not driving. Go Google, girl. Oh, yeah. God, yeah. I hear you.
Oh, God.
Oh. Oh, he looks weird. He's terrifying to look at.
You know what Brian Johnson looks like? He looks like any other tech bro who's going on a date. And would say something like, when the girl says, oh, so how old are you? He would say something like, well, I'm 46, but due to my technology that I have at home, I'm actually 22. That's what he looks like. If you picture that guy,
obviously,
that's him.
Yeah, he's very Silicon Valley and like very, very much like a, you know, a centimillionaire. But it's just funny that every time, every photo that comes up on Google, he's topless. Like he thinks he's really good looking, and you can just tell that by all of these
photos.
I think
he's good looking. He's kind of gross looking. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. I'm not about tearing down people's. It looks like he's had work done.
Yeah, maybe he has.
Yeah,
maybe that's the scam.
Might be an understatement. I think that his whole life is some form of getting work done.
Can I just? I just want to call out some fake news that I just said before, because I'd heard about this happening, but I've just seen on Google, man set to undergo world's first head transplant backs out.
Oh, okay.
Jesus. This is why you couldn't be on the briefing, mate. You can't do that shit.
He's backed out.
You can't do fake news. Look, any chemistry majors or chemists out there as well, just a quick little very inconsequential correction. It's cryonics, not cryogenics. They are very different things.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah. But don't you get cryogenically frozen?
I think that may be correct, but I'm not sure.
Okay,
cryogenics is like chemically freezing things. Cryonics is life preservation by freezing.
Let's never speak of smart things like this again.
We'll see you in a few days with much dumber shit.
See you then.
Bye.
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 Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.